The Dodgers looking for their fifth straight win, taking on the Mets on Hawaiian night out in L.A. Pick it up in the first. Let the Corey Seager show begin as he faces Robert Gsellman.
2-1 to Seager. Swinging a high fly ball deep to center. Going back Conforto at the track, at the wall. He jumps, but it's gone. Corey Seager with a two-run homer. And the Mets have given something up in the first inning again. It's become all too frequent an occurrence, particularly with a home run ball. 1-2 to Bellinger, hit deep to right field. Bruce going back at the track, at the wall, and this one is gone. Somewhat unbelievably, for the second consecutive night, four batters into the bottom of the first inning, and the Dodgers have four runs in.
Young Mr. Seager ready again on 3-2. Here's the pitch. Swing, and this time a drive to left. Back in Cespedes at the track, turns, looks, gone. Home run, Seager, his second of the night.
The 0-1, swing and a high fly ball, deep left field, has a chance. Cespedes back, and it's gone! The third home run of the game for Corey Seager. Once again, Seager, a left-hand hitter, goes to the opposite field. The bases remain loaded, and now Corey Seager, who has three home runs in this game, will bat with the bases loaded. Sal Lissette's now the pitch. Fastball lined in the air to left. That's pretty deep towards the gap, but playable, and the left fielder, Cespedes, or at least now it's Conforto, makes the catch on the warning track, and that retires the side.
The Dodgers have now won five in a row and 11 of their last 12 as they hammer the Mets 12-0. Corey Seager, a second career three-homer game. Cody Bellinger now with 10 homers in his last 10 games. The last player to do it was Troy Tulowitzki back in 2010. Brandon McCarthy the win, going six scoreless frames. Justin Turner had his 14-game hitting streak snapped. The Mets hammered by the Dodgers. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
Well, I mean, when you're down 4-0 before you got an out, you know, that starts to take a little starch on you. So gotta get ready for tomorrow and forget about today and figure out a way to hold them down.
These first innings in general have been an issue all year. Is that something that can really wear on a team to constantly have to start behind the eight ball?
Yeah, so, I mean, it can. Certainly, you got to be able to realize that, you know, you still got to pull together. You still got to make sure everybody's on the same page, and you know, these kind of things happen. But like I said, we'll rally and get some rest, come back tomorrow, and get together and get ready to play.
It was a rough outing for Robert Gsellman. He takes the loss, allowing 8 runs, 7 earned, and 4 and a third frames.
Just been getting my butt kicked out there. Having to execute pitches, getting batters out of there, just too comfortable up there.
Terry was just talking about how, in general, he feels like maybe the pitching staff needs to throw some pitches outside of the zone as well to set certain things up. Do you think that that's something that has been lacking these last couple?
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe we start hitting a couple more batters, you know, get the batters uncomfortable. But we need to figure something out.
Are you a little amped up? Was there any extra emotion pitching in LA for the first time?
Not really. Just took it like any other start. Hectic first inning, you know, they got me a couple of times, a couple home runs, but it happens.
How tough is that lineup to get through? They got a lot of good hitters and long ball hitters, too.
If you make good pitches, you know, it makes it easier. But pitches up in the zone, and it makes it a lot harder.
Up next, the series against the Dodgers continues on Wednesday with Tyler Pill on the mound.